What's up, yo?
What up, peeps? It's been a long time.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
To the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
I didn't know we were starting.
Oh, we're not. It's been that long.
I'm like, what is happening?
3, 2, 1.
I was really confused. Like, what is he doing?
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. I am your host, Gabrielle, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad.
So a little bit about us. We've been married for almost 12 years. We have 2 kids. We vlog our life on YouTube at Gabe Babe TV, and this podcast was created to talk about all the other things.
That's right.
That we don't cover over there.
Okay, she didn't know detail. I'm Gabe and she is Babe.
That is not the case.
That was a misconception that happened quite the longest time.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Happy New Year, y'all. This is our first podcast of 2023.
It is 2023.
I feel like we took an extended break.
We did.
Because we don't ever be gone this long.
We almost took 2 months off. It felt good.
It felt good, but I'm going to be honest, y'all. I wasn't ready to come back. Not because I don't miss y'all. I love y'all. But I didn't feel prepared to come back. You know how we talked about how we were going to be ready when we came back? We was going to have topics. We were going to have all the things to talk about. That did not happen.
Yeah. So on this first episode, this it didn't happen. On this first
episode with nothing to talk
but
about.
But we have someone helping us with topics, so hopefully soon we will have more topics. We have made a stride in that direction. I'm going to be the glass half full person.
I'm the glass half empty person right now, okay? Because it's not looking promising now. Girl. I know you haven't been able to feel my legs in a long time, so I'm wearing jeans. Mm. Listen, I've been in this faja for far too long and I'm over it. And I just bought one that is like half thigh because all my other fajas have been to like, my knee, to like, or a little past my knee. Hey. So if you know me, you know that all of my jeans, like literally all of my denim is ripped. There, I don't know what it is. I went through the whole season where I just love ripped denim. And it's hard to wear them because my faja was down past my freaking knees. So I finally got the half thigh faja and I can wear some of my new jeans again.
I know.
And have my legs actually out. I was asking Babe, I was like, does this look crazy? He was like, it's okay. He was finna have me out in these streets wearing these fajas where you can see it through the holes. He was like, you know, you got to be looking real hard to notice.
You
do.
You would have had to been looking real hard if you was look.
You were trying to have me out here looking
and
crazy.
And if a guy was looking that hard, then I'm done. Well, I'm done. Then that was like their issue because they don't need to see
me out here in my faja. So anyway, we're back. I'm trying to think. I feel like this year started off so quickly, like work-wise. You know, because typically we take January off. And
it's pretty slow.
Usually pretty slow, and it was not this year. And I'm grateful. Yeah. We were like, oh, we actually have content to film.
Yeah, like, you know, last year, the only thing that kicked off the year is we went to Yellowstone, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that was early January. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was like, okay, right off the bat, but we take a trip. I mean, that's, you know, that's fun, right? That's the difference. But this year, no trips, like, you know, like no, like big trips.
No travel, happened the year.
In the beginning of the year, but all of a sudden now, though,
it's picking back up.
And we're excited about all of them.
Well, we got some good trips coming up.
We're going to take y'all along. Well, if you watch Gabe Babe TV, I don't think we're going to take the only Lex Mac. I don't think we're going to take the only the Let's Make Out peeps. You got to come over to Gabe Babe TV.
You got to.
Or our Instagram.
To see all of that.
To see all that, yeah.
You know, so I'm looking at this. You know why I look shadow? Because we don't have the ring light. That's what we're missing.
Well, that's why I said I should go get that light. Because you're shadowed.
And then we got distracted. I keep looking like, why am I so dark? Because we don't have the ring light.
I got you, girl.
Okay. I am so
there you go, sweetie. You're good, girl. All right. So, yeah. So, we got lots of traffic.
I am so done with you. Okay. Well, y'all just going to have to see me dark like this. It's fine.
She's beautiful.
It's normal. So, yeah. Let's see. So, what else has happened?
What else has happened?
Since the top of the year, I think that for me, like, I'm one of those people where I don't necessarily do, like, resolutions and blah, blah, blah. Like, I try to set goals, but I honestly, I'm gonna be real with y'all, I didn't even do that I haven't done it yet. Like, yeah. My whole thing was like, I am easing into the new year. I am easing into January. And then January came and went, and it was February. Then we eased into February.
Now we about to ease into March.
I'm like, okay, so maybe I should really sit down and figure out what I want this year to look like, because I haven't done it. And honestly, like, my word, what kept coming up for me was clarity. Like, I just want clarity on what I'm doing. I've not
known that. You didn't tell me you didn't know your word when we talked about it.
Oh, really? I thought that I told you that, because I was talking to my therapist about this. Just clarity on what I want to do in life. What hobbies do I want to pick up? What is making me happy?
I mean, that word makes sense for you. What am I
doing for fun? Like, what type of content do I want to create? Like, just clarity around the vision, because I feel like I haven't really done that in a while. Like, typically, and what has worked for us is that we are just authentic. We show what's happening in life. Like, we don't ever really do a whole lot of planning or anything like that. And it's worked for us. And I feel like last year we kind of had a plan. And I felt like coming into this year, I didn't have a plan. So I felt lost. Like, well, what am I supposed to create, or what am I supposed to be doing? And it's nothing different than what I've been doing. But I don't know. Just
well, that's a good word for you.
Clarity though. Around what's next? What am I focusing on? Like, because, you know, and is it even necessary to figure out what is next? Because I think that a lot of times we get caught up in what's the next thing, what's the next thing, what's the next thing. And I think I live that way. Like, check, what's next?
What's next?
Done that, what's next?
And she won't sit in something. Yeah. It's like, what's next?
I'm never sitting in it. So I'm like, so the clarity, I guess, is does there have to be a new thing that's next? Like, does there have to be something that I am, you know, focusing on? Or what if it's okay to just be happy and content with where I am and how things are going?
That, like, one's tough for you.
And it's very tough for me. So the clarity is really, it's like twofold. Like, clear as in, is there a next step? Does it have to be a next step? Why do I feel like there needs to be one? And why am I not content with where I am now? It's like, I think that social media has a lot to do with it too, because you feel like you constantly need to be doing these great big things. And it's like, my life is a great big thing. Just me living it, the way that I live it, the flexibility that I've set up, the traveling I get to do with my family, working with my husband, like, why isn't that enough? You know what I'm saying? So
that's a great word for you. And that word makes complete sense for you because that's what you've always talked. You're always talking about that. And I couldn't think of a word either, but clarity's great. Like, clarity on just what fully makes you, what makes Gabrielle happy?
Yeah.
You know, outside of her family, you know, her kids, me, you know, extended family. Like, what you personally, what makes you happy? Yeah. Right? What keeps you content? How do you get content? Like, you know, and that's, so yeah, that, I think that's a great word for you. And that's, I mean, that's a great word for anybody. Heck, I mean, I like that word too. What was mine? Mine was,
you told me,
rebirth.
To. Rebirth. That's what it was.
Rebirth. Or, basically just, you know, like, same thing. Like, you know, for me, it's like, I'm a little bit easier to be content a little bit more. I still get, you know, sometimes restless.
We're just wired differently.
Or wired differently, though. Like, you know, like, I can, you know, be a little bit more content, a little bit more laxed, a little more relaxed and stuff like that, you know. And yeah, again, that's just, you know,
that's just you.
That's just us. We're just different. That's why we compliment each other, right? We, you know, I talk her off bridges. She helps me get onto bridges sometimes, like, you know. So for me, it's like about changing my perspective on life, you know, and really focusing on the things that, again, same, make you happy. You know, that are actually doing something for you versus, you know, versus you just trying to fill a void that just, you just need to address the void and just move on. And I think that at this point I'm doing that mm-hmm. a little bit better.
I think so.
You know, I think I'm doing that a bit better. I think even you too, you have done really well. At first, the year came, you was like stressed. You was like, oh man, you were like, what are we going to do every Friday? I knew we had that for every Friday. So now we don't have that. What are we going to, like, you were like kind of freaking out. And I think that you've been a little bit more of like, okay, like, just calm down, relax.
Yeah.
Don't freak out.
I had to spend some serious time in prayer. And like, we started off the year with 21 days of prayer with our church. And I just kept praying like, Lord, I'm praying for clarity. I'm praying for clarity. And I also just want to be content. Like, I just don't want to spin my wheels. I want to waste life away spinning my wheels thinking for the next thing and worrying about the next thing. And I had to remind myself that although I love Instagram, it is not my main platform. It's not my main platform. YouTube is our main platform.
That's where it all started for us.
I had to remind myself of that. Like, Instagram is great. Getting new followers is great. But my purpose extends past that app. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, our real purpose is in long form content. You see our lives, you see the things we're going through and how we're handling, bringing smiles to your faces. We're motivating, we're inspiring.
Like, we're YouTubers first and foremost.
We are YouTubers, like, literally. And I'm like, why am I letting this app stress me out? Like, I'm still doing what we've been doing for almost 12 years on YouTube, and it hasn't changed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you feel this pressure to keep up because it's like all these apps, you have to be on all these apps. And I'm like, yeah, but all of them ain't the bread and butter. So, I show up enough to be, you know, on Instagram. I show up enough, but I had to reframe my mindset around
that's
it.
Good.
If that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Because think about this. Gabriel, recently hit a milestone, and we're very excited about the milestones and thankful for them. But
what
she 2,000 over 200,000. She has over 200,000 followers.
That was a goal for so long, I hit it, and I was like, "What was the point?"
Exactly, but that's my point, because it's like,
why was I so
think about it. You know, it was something you were like, "Oh, I can't wait to get there." Mm-hmm. Didn't really change anything, right? You know, it's obviously very appreciated, and feel very blessed to
absolutely,
but. It's so interesting because to your point about the platforms, TikTok, we're at like 210,000 followers on TikTok, and we didn't even gave no second thought
it really
to it.
It was just like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, but YouTube, the last podcast, if you guys watched it from 2022, mm-hmm. we talked to you about how we had a video on YouTube go viral. And we don't use that word viral because we don't have viral videos.
We don't have viral content.
We've only had one in our entire career of
11 years into the game.
One.
Yeah.
And that happened in October of last year. Mm-hmm. It was a dance short we put up, and it's at like 17 million views now. So I think we can call that viral.
Yeah.
But it gained us over 100,000 subscribers on mm-hmm. YouTube. At the time, we were over like 50,000 subscribers, I think, or 40, maybe 30.
Yeah.
When we told you about it. We're over 100,000 more from that one video.
From that one video, yeah.
And so that is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Because that's our main platform, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's something that we were like, oh, this is really cool. Thank you, Lord. You know, thank you for sending more people our way. And hopefully we can stick with the mission,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you kind of commissioned us with, when you know it's bringing positivity.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's what it's, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Like, the numbers are great, the accolades, I guess if you can call that, are great, the sponsorships are great, but our main mission is to share our life and promote love, life, and laughter through living our authentic lives and touching people and bringing a smile to their faces and brightening their day. Like, that's the mission. And that's the goal. At the end of the day, that's the goal. God has made it so that we can do that and we can earn from it and we can make our living.
Yeah.
But I can't shift from the goal. because when you start shifting from the goal and from the mission,
you lose focus on,
what's really important. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I do my part, God's going to do his part.
And he always
has. This was your mission. So are you doing your mission, or are you worried about being popular on Instagram? Are you doing your mission? Are you worried about having all these followers or what? You know what I'm saying? Like, the mission is really the mission. It don't change.
You have to sit and evaluate, like, in the social media game, you have to sit and evaluate, what are you doing it for? Mm-hmm. In life, you have to do that. Think about it. You know, when you get up and you go to work, you know, what are you doing it for? Right? If you have a wife and kids, or you have a husband and kids, you're probably doing it to help support them.
Yeah.
Right? To provide for them. Right? Like, so if we had to sit this through the same thing. In social media, it's so much easier, though, to think of some of the other stuff. Well, I'm doing this because then maybe I can get this brand deal. Right. Or maybe I can get, you know, a million subscribers on YouTube and get the plaque. What's this plaque going to mean?
It's going to mean nothing. I mean, the 100,000 plaque we got ain't doing nothing but sitting there collecting dust.
Exactly.
Like, nobody cares.
You know, like, exactly. Like, we would, I mean, here's the thing. It doesn't mean that wouldn't be cool to get.
Right.
But it's not what it's about.
Yeah. What, like, about the millions of people we have touched just by being ourselves? Like, that's what matters.
All the extended family, the peeps.
Like, y'all. You guys are the extended family.
Yeah. You guys know intimate details of our lives. You've seen our kids grow up. Like, all of that stuff is it's a community that you can't, you know, you can't replace that.
No.
Like, we can, no way we can replace 11 years of community that we've built with you guys. And that's
irreplaceable.
And that's really, really cool. So we've met some of you, many of you out and about that we would have never met ever. Like, ever. For no reason.
And I'm trying to get back out and meet y'all.
Exactly.
I miss meetups.
Exactly. So we're going to start. Y'all miss meetups?
Do y'all miss meetups? I really wanted to. Literally, the year of the pandemic, we were planning for a live podcast. Like, in a meetup here. And then you guys know what happened with that. So maybe we need to get back to.
What happened in 2020?
We have to get back to that.
Exactly.
So anyway, that was random.
It was. But, like, you know what? Let's jump into our first sponsor here real quick, and then we'll keep just talking to you. Today is a catch-up.
It is a catch-up because we haven't talked to y'all in a while, and we miss you guys. Because
y'all are so deep in the mustard that we need to catch up.
Oh, my goodness. You is like this that? My read?
No, it's just anybody's read. I'm going to do it today.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I got you. Are you going to do them all?
I don't know, baby. I got you.
Well, why not let me do one that I'm familiar with?
Okay, we'll do that, baby.
Babe, always be doing this. I'm like, you know that I can do this too. I can read the ads also. So before I get started on our sponsors, shout out to them. We love our sponsors because they take care of us, and we hope that you guys take advantage of the people that have partnered with us, because that is one way that you can support this podcast, by watching, by taking advantage of these deals. A lot of them give really good deals.
They do.
And you know, we use these services, so, like, we're familiar with them enough and feel like, you know what, our peeps are going to like these too. So
exactly.
Yeah, just wanted to say that really quick. Yeah, so the first sponsor is one that is not a stranger to the podcast. We talked about them all last year because I was using them and I loved them. And now we kind of want to shift and talk about another aspect of them, and that's Noom Weight.
Yeah.
So Noom Weight, it uses psychology to help you understand the whys behind your eating habits, so you can break unhealthy cycles for good and make more intentional choices. And I am somebody who has been on a weight journey my whole life. And I think the game really switched for me when I understood how to fuel my body and the things that I should be eating. Maybe I should be lessening certain things and replacing, like, just learning the science of food and nutrition was like a game changer for me. Yeah. And, you know, it's great because with the Noom Weight app, like, you get quick daily lessons, there's coaching, there's flexibility, like, you can achieve your health goals and, you know, start recognizing, like, food triggers and things like that. Like, it's very helpful when you start getting into it. You're like, oh, why am I reaching for something sweet every time this happens? Or da 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 da. So, you know, it is their psychology first approach. With their psychology first approach, Noom Weight empowers you to build more sustainable habits and behaviors. Every journey is different, and your daily lessons, like I said, they are personalized to you and your goals. So you can choose your level of support. So, from 5-minute daily check-ins to personal coaching, whatever works best for you, because it's not like a one size fits all. I think
everybody's different.
Everybody needs something different.
Different types of support.
Yeah, absolutely. And the science behind it is that 95% of customers say that Noom weight is a good long-term solution, and active Noomers lose on average 15 pounds in 16 weeks. So, you know, it's worth a try. Like I say, check it out. You can break the cycle with motivation and support from Noom Weight Psychology Approach. Break the cycle with motivation and support from Noom Weight psychology-based approach. Mm-hmm. And you can sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/LMO. That's Noom, Noom.com/LMO to sign up for your trial today. And lastly, you can check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, which is a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change, and it's available to buy wherever books are sold. So check it out. Let us know what you think about
Become it. Become a Noomer.
Speaking of books, what's been in your ear lately?
What has been in my ear?
Do you know?
Yes. I just finished the Tiger Woods book.
Oh, you finished it?
Mm-hmm.
It was good?
It was real good. Yeah, really good.
It's just like a memoir?
Yeah, like a memoir. Okay. But it's like 18, 19 hours. Ooh, so
that's like the Obama book long.
Yeah. So it was really good, though. Really good. Just the insight. You know, it's always fascinating to see the insight of like elite athletes, mm-hmm. you know, their mindset and, you know, and then, you know, hearing how he grew up and how it really held him back as an adult, like with, you know, his effects as being this child prodigy, you know, in golf, how it really changed how he approached life and then ultimately, you know, aided in him making some really bad decisions that we all, you know about. Really interesting.
Yeah.
Like just fascinating to see how someone can be so elite in one thing, but so behind the curb in other things because their focus has always been on this, on sports, on golf, and being great there. But they didn't have to be great anywhere else,
right?
You know, it was so interesting, and but really good book. That's been about it.
Well, you want to know what's been in my ear? Nothing. I was trying to. I knew we were going to do this segment, and I was like, "What have I been listening to?" And honestly, I haven't really been listening to anything. I kind of took a break from my audiobooks because I'm still listening to like two, and I just haven't been interested enough to listen to them.
Okay.
I haven't really been listening to a ton of music either. I've just started back listening to, you know, music again because I went back to the gym. So I've been working out and I've been kind of just listening to music, like just finding random playlists on Spotify. I haven't really been listening to much of anything, like podcast, I guess. But the podcast that I typically listen to, I took a break from one because they were going through this book series. And I was like, I bought the book so that I could read along and go through the series. And I haven't started yet. So I haven't wanted to listen to the podcast because I haven't, you know, read the book yet. So, it's weird. I guess Heart and Soul, which is my favorite. I love it. Some Heart and Soul, Sirius XM. I love it. And babe cannot stand it. What is it about Heart and Soul that you really don't like? Like, you just don't like good R&B music? Like, what is it?
I love R&B music. You know I love R&B music. I've never been a huge neo soul fan though. Not that I don't like some.
Yeah.
But I don't particularly like all of it, you know, which, you know, but I mean I like some.
Yeah.
But I love R&B, but I definitely just
he'd be like, it's so depressing.
It's just look, they be doing it, just be so like, I don't know. You just turn it on and you just like
Man.
Just down.
It is the soundtrack to my day when I'm in the car.
And then, even worse, though, is the DJ. And they corny jokes. It's like, they be like, welcome to Heart and Soul, where we play music and have good beats. Like, that wasn't even funny, bro. But they be like, you know, hey, they be like, Mary J. Blige is in town this weekend. Speaking of Mary J. Blige, I had a smoothie yesterday.
Now I will say something. What? Shit, like, how does that even?
How did that speak of Mary J. Blige? Okay, if you had said you like, you know, you're going down or something like that, I get that. You were going down some stairs. Okay, I get that.
It is a little weird. I will give you right. that.
They be, it's like,
they'd be a little corny.
It'd be a little corny.
Just a little bit. It but is, the music, though. Yeah. That's what matters. So, the music.
You know, unfortunately, I just don't have SiriusXM in my truck. So I can't partake in the Great Heart and Soul channel 48. Channel, what, 45 or 48?
Look at you. How you even know the 48? Channel?
Because I know the channel.
I don't even know what channel is on. It's just program. First thing that comes on when I get the car. And I love it. It'd be the same song. It'd be the same song.
Same song.
Literally. Like, every now and then they'll throw a new one in. But I love it. Do y'all listen to Heart and Soul? Let me know. That's I'm going to be on Heart and Soul one day. But yeah. I'll be a corny DJ.
You're going to be a corny DJ? Hey, this is Gabrielle here on Heart and Soul. And, you know, yesterday I actually was hanging with the kids and we went to the Children's Museum. Speaking of the museum, I really like sandwiches.
That's how random it is. What? Sometimes. It's okay. So funny. Okay.
But yeah, so.
Anyway. That's what's been going on.
That's
sorry.
What's been going on.
Babe and Siege are now in the upper belt of Taekwondo.
Yes, we are. Thanks, Boo. Yes.
How does that feel?
It feels cool, y'all.
They're
so
officially blue belt.
We are officially blue belt. So there's 12 belts in Taekwondo, white through black, and then there are different degrees of black. So, So I mean 12 as in there's 12 colors of, you know, of belts. And we are blue belt, which is the sixth belt. So we are halfway through.
Crazy.
It'll only get tougher from here. But blue belt and on becomes the higher belts. Mm-hmm. So we officially tested last Friday. Chad killed it. I think I did a good job, too. We can't test together right now because he's still... he's still, you know, a kid, so he tests with the other kids as well. I test with the adults, but no, it's so cool. It's exciting that we started this in, you know, June of last year, and here we are.
Y'all making good progress.
Yeah, blue belts. A month earlier than I thought, because my initial thoughts and timeline in my head was like probably March.
Yeah.
So I officially got blue belt in February. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 8 months in, we're halfway through, and now it's just going to get more difficult, though. So the next one will be a blue belt with a red stripe, and then a double red stripe.
Then red.
And then red.
And then black stripe, double black stripe, and then black.
Yep.
Right?
That's okay. Right. So we are in the last two colors of belts.
Yeah.
Before we get black.
Wow, look at that.
So we will not have any other color belts other than the blue and the red until we get black.
That is crazy.
So it's exciting, though.
It's exciting. I'm happy for you guys.
So I'm excited when we can, you know, get our black belt together. That's going to be a really cool moment.
Oh, yeah. Just something you guys started together. Like, yeah, that's what I love about it because you guys did it together.
It's going to be cool. And then just see, you know, my name on my belt, his name on his belt, just with the junior on it. Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool. So, yeah, been good stuff.
Good stuff. Let's see. What else? Y'all, we had to register Reagan for kindergarten.
Jinx, Gabriel.
Where did these 5 years go? Like, literally, where did the time go?
Where?
We had to register her. And then, y'all, why did I put her name in wrong?
Oh, my goodness.
Why did I transpose her first and last name? So I'm like looking over because it's like seven pages of information, and you know, you gotta give all the things, birth certificate, immunization records, and this, and they need proof of our address, do we actually live in the township, just all the things. So I'm like looking over all of this like, okay, do I have that? I have that. I filled that out. And Babe even came over too. And we were like looking at everything like, okay, before I hit submit, because once you hit submit, you cannot change anything.
Right.
So I hit submit the thing refreshes and it's like, you know, application pending for Raider Elizabeth Reagan. And I was like,
that ain't her name.
Wait a minute. Did I do that? Like, I was freaking out. So
she called him.
I know. I was freaking out. Like, how do I change this? I can't go back and change this. So luckily I got somebody on the phone and she changed it for me right then and there. But yeah, it was giving me grief. It was giving me anxiety. It had been on my to-do list for weeks. And then I was like, okay, I need to finally do this. And I think she has like an open house in April. Which so is crazy. It's just crazy.
Which April's going to be around the corner.
It's going to be around
the corner. We're going to ease into April too.
We just easing into this whole year. Yeah. Luckily, she's already kind of familiar with the school because that's where Chad Jr. goes. So she's been there before, you know, for different events.
Exactly. She's met the bus driver because if he's still going to be the bus driver again, which I'm sure he will be.
Yeah, she's very excited about riding.
She is.
Very excited.
You know why you maybe messed up? And speaking of like messing up and putting her name.
Yeah.
That brings us to our second sponsor.
Oh.
Okay. It's probably because our indoor air is polluted. And I don't say this with any humor in my voice.
Go for it.
Americans spend an average of 90% of their time inside. And they mess up on their computers probably because the air is dirty. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. In some cases, it could be 100 times more polluted. I'm telling you, mess ups on your computer, dirty air problems.
Blame the air.
So according to the 2020 census report, nearly half the population, almost 165 million people, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of ozone or air pollution. So new data from the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, which I'm sure we all know who is at this point.
We do.
Shows that 9 out of 10 people breathe air that exceeds WHO pollution limits, and that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths across the world every year. Crazy. So we take about 20,000 breaths per day, and that's almost 3,000 gallons of possibly polluted air. And then, you know, airborne allergens are the most common allergy triggers, such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. This is where Air Doctor comes in to give us a solution. Okay. So basically, it's Air Doctor is an air purifier that captures, it captured the attention of, I've been on like CNN, Money, ABC, and a bunch of other places, but it filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens. So your lungs don't have to. Air Doctor uses the Ultra HEPA filter that's been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses. Allergens can vary in size, but the average pollen size is about 25 microns. So Air Doctor virtually removes 100% of the particles as small as 0.003 microns in size. So that's tiny. So their classic Air Doctor 3000 purifier is powerful enough to circulate the air in a 630 plus square foot room 4 times per hour. And the Air Doctor features whisper jet fans that are 30% quieter than the fans found in ordinary air purifiers. So really cool. If you want to check them out, we have one. We need to set it up and try it. So they sent us one. We're really excited to check it out. But it comes with no questions asked, 30-day money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. So you can head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code LMO. And depending on the model, you receive up to 40% off. That's a really good discount, actually.
That's really good.
You are saving up to 40% off. So to lock in this special offer by going to Air Doctor, so AirDoctorPro.com and use promo code LMO. So check them out. We're going to clean up our air and not make any more name errors in this house.
We won't do it. Okay, let's see. What else? I'm trying to think of all the things that have happened.
Yes.
What else that we haven't talked about.
In this house.
I feel like that's all that I can think of right now. I don't think anything else significant has happened.
Nothing else has happened in this house.
Let's get into some questions. We were supposed to do this a long time ago and we've been struggling. So we are using this Talking Point Conversations with Purpose. This is the family edition. I bought this because I really want to get better at doing family dinners. we have a very bad habit of eating all around the house, not at the same time. Like, we just have never really been good about all coming together and having dinner at the same time. Like, we'll have a couple days out of the week where we do it, and then other days where it just doesn't happen. So I was like, oh, this gives us something to talk about while we're having dinner without, like, our electronics, because that's the other rule. Dinner table, no electronics. Let's connect. I just grabbed it for our questions today. I bought the family version, and I also bought the generations version, because I thought that that would be really good to do with, like, mom and Nana.
Oh, that would be really cool.
And there may be a relationship one, too. I'm actually going to look, because I'm like, why didn't I buy the relationship one? So,
because you crazy.
You crazy. So, yeah, we're going to pick a couple. Out of this, it has four different categories. So there's get to know you, family time, what makes you you, and fun and random. So what category would you like?
What makes you you?
What makes you you? Okay. You want to pick a card? It's a blue card.
A blue card.
Or do you want me to pick it and ask you? Because you picked this category.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me pick it and ask you.
Pick it and ask me, please.
Is being a millionaire a worthwhile goal?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, yes, if you're doing it for the right reasons.
But what are the right reasons?
I'm giving you my right reasons.
Okay.
I don't want to be a millionaire just so I can have a bunch of fast cars, a bunch of really nice things. Not that those are bad. Mm-hmm. I want to be a millionaire so that I can make sure that we're comfortable, mm-hmm. that our kids are comfortable and set up, you know, and that we can build generational wealth. We can build businesses. We can build more things. Like, I want to be wealthy in that aspect, be a millionaire for not just getting nice things. Of course, I'm going to want some nice things. I'm going to want a fancy car that I can't afford now or something like that. But that's my reasoning. So I think it is a worthwhile goal. I think that for me, I want to make sure that I stay grounded in why I would want to be a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. I wonder, though, if the question, like, I feel like making $1 million and having $1 million is like everybody's goal. But is it really the money, or is it a spending issue? Because who says that we can't do all those things you just named with what we have now? Like, do you have to be a millionaire to build generational wealth? No. Do you have to be a millionaire to have a nice fancy car? No. Like, why do we feel like the $1 million is like the number? You know what I'm saying? Because is it really like we should just change our spending habits so that we're living the most on what we have?
I'm not saying that. No. We're working towards that now.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, I think the question was, is it a worthwhile goal? That was, so just simply answering that question, yeah, I think that there's nothing wrong with that goal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, obviously more money can help you make
better choices with.
Well, more money, you know.
Yeah.
It takes money to make money, and mm-hmm. more money can help you make more money mm-hmm. if you're doing it right. If you're making smart decisions, right? And not spending crazy.
Right.
And that's what I've been saying. I don't want to be a millionaire so I can just waste it on a bunch of material things. Mm. I want us to be millionaires so that we can make sure that we put it towards the places that we feel are important. Yeah. That we feel are important. Because it's a personal choice, right? So some people might be like, you know what? Having 17 cars in a 3-car garage is what is important to me.
Sure.
But, and that's okay. That's your choice.
Yeah.
But for us, so yes. I mean, I don't think it's nothing wrong with having that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, it doesn't cure, more money doesn't cure your bad habits.
That's the key. Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know if it's a worthwhile goal. Like, everybody doesn't need to be a millionaire. Like, but you can live like a millionaire with what you have if you maximize the money that you're bringing in.
You shouldn't tie yourself to that goal to where you're depressed if you don't get it.
Yeah, I feel like the goal should be, I want to be living within my means, below my means, saving, investing, comfortable, Yeah. But you don't always need $1 million to be comfortable. Exactly. I think that people see $1 million and they're like, oh, I'm automatically going to be comfortable. Like, I'm going to be good. I'm not going to have any worries. But what people fail to realize is that when you make more money, if you don't have ironclad spending habits, your expenses go up.
And them taxes.
And them taxes is going to get you. So it's like, them $1 million is really looking like 200. 200K.
That 35% tax like, bracket is
yes. No joke. So yeah, that's interesting. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna go with let's stick with what makes you. I like that one. Blue. Okay.
Well,
I didn't mean to tear down your question, your answer to your question. I just, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate.
What are the qualities you look for in friends?
Ooh, this is a good one. excuse me. Okay, qualities that I look for in friends would be someone who is honest.
But what does honesty even have to do? I'm sorry.
Honest is, you know, like, number one thing, literally. Like, at this big age, I don't need nobody in my life that is trying to pull a wool over my head. Act like they something that they not.
She said head instead of eyes.
What you say?
Most people say wool over my eyes. She said wool over my head. She trying to suffocate me.
Do you say wool over the head or wool over the eyes?
Wool over the eyes.
So yeah, wool eyes. I mean head eyes. However you want to slice it. At this
shoulders,
big age.
Knees, toes, whatever.
I need you to be honest. I also need someone who is transparent. Like I am more interested in getting to know the soul of a person, like the deep of a person. I got enough associates. If we really trying to be friends, I need you to be okay going deep and talking about
deep.
All the things that are happening and, you know, all aspects of your life. I don't need to know every single thing, but I don't want someone who shies away from that. So honesty, transparency. I want someone who's fun, who likes to go and hang out and do things. What I've noticed is that is like a requirement for me. Like if we don't spend any time together, I kind of have to question, like, are we really friends? If I don't ever see you, are we really friends? Exactly. You know, and I get it. There are some people that we all have busy schedules. We all have things that we're doing. We may live in different places. Now, if we live in different places, obviously we can't meet up. But if we are friends and we never meet up for coffee, we never go get drinks, we never have lunch, we never go shopping together or whatever, like, are we really friends? Exactly. Like, I be asking myself that, like, we're friends, but I don't see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, truth. I need to be able to see you to categorize you as a friend, honestly. And yeah, I think that those are like the main points or the main qualities that I look for. You know, because I feel like once you have
those are good ones,
basic foundational things, you know, like we could be good in other
areas.
Yeah,
because the thing is that all those things build relationships, right? They build the trust that you need. They build the relationship that you need to be able to have, you know, a real relationship, not just a superficial one.
Absolutely.
Like
I'm not interested in superficial. Like I got enough of that in my life. Like,
what's the point of that at this? You know, in our bigger age.
I don't want to waste my time on surface level connections. You know, exactly. I think that we are all here to, like, learn about each other and come together and do life with people. And if you're not interested in doing life with me, then what's the point?
I'll do life with you, sweetie.
I'm gonna do life with you too, boo.
Cool.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
So yeah, that's what I'm looking for in
like
friends.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah. Are you gonna tell me the next category you want?
Oh yeah, yeah. What's the green one?
Green is family time. So I don't know if
what's yellow?
Get to know you.
Let's do yellow.
Learn about each family member with questions designed to go deeper than yes or no.
Okay.
If you could ask anyone for help, who would it be and why?
Yes. You said not to be yes or no. So yes. If I ask anybody in the family?
I don't know if it's family or if it's just...
No, I asked Tiger for some golf tips. I mean, 100%, the first person I turned to for help was Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Simple as that. It don't even matter if you don't even have experience in, like, so say I'm trying to figure out how to do something, right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't know how to do it.
You're going to ask me anyway.
Yes, because you're going to have a good idea of maybe how to find out someone. Mm. You might be like, you know what? Have you thought about calling this person? Or what do you, you think this type of person? Saying. Or, you know what? Let me search. Let me Google it.
Yeah.
Like, Gabrielle is
I'm going to Google it.
She's Google Flowers for a reason.
I'm going to Google it.
So, I mean, yes. But, I mean, that's what we're a team. Like, so my first teammate that I'm going to reach out to is you.
Is me. Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm going to do red. What is red? Fun and random. Give me something fun and random. Do you need some water?
I got water.
Okay. Well, you need to be drinking.
You need to be drinking, sweetheart. What's something you've tried that you'll never, ever try again? Unless she's tried it twice, you'll try again.
I know. I will try everything twice. That is my answer. Yeah. But what is one thing that I've tried that I wouldn't try again?
Ever, ever?
Ever, ever, ever. This is a hard question. What's something that I've tried that I wouldn't try again?
Try to dribble a basketball through her legs.
Listen, I'll be over that. Yeah, I was thinking probably something sports related because I just, I'm not interested. I'm really not interested. I was dribbling the ball this weekend, and I did it a couple, so two, cute, three times. She's so cute, because she'd be like... And then I'd be like, okay, next.
The only thing she wants to do in sports is just dress in the cute outfits. She's like, let me dress in the cute outfit. But you put her in the gym, though, she will...
I'm going hard.
She'll lift some weights. She'll do her thing, and that's where she's very athletic. Mm-hmm. It's like working out. She's super...
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, weightlifting, and that's... takes athletics.
This is really interesting, though. Do you have an answer to this question? I'm trying to think, what is something that I've tried that I will not try again? I don't know.
I would say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's something, but like nothing comes to my mind.
Yeah, I think at this point, I didn't try it. Go back to war.
Oh. Yeah, that's different.
It's different.
That's different. Okay, and I feel like I need another question.
Yeah, you need another question. That was a sucky answer.
You guys have an answer to that? Was something that you tried that you won't do it, that you won't try again?
Let's see. Okay, make sure I get one.
Man, here we go.
That's hilarious.
The same.
Okay, well,
money question.
Okay, let's get a different one because that one's tough. Don't we try to look at the question? What was something you believed as a child that makes you laugh now? I don't know.
I'm like, what are you laughing at? What was something that I believed as a child that
makes you laugh now?
I believed that driving was fun. Like, I could not wait to get my license. I could not wait to drive. And I just don't want anything to do with it. Like, I literally do not drive unless I have to. Thankfully, I have a husband that I don't even know that he loves to drive, but he has taken the lead on driving. He will always drive if it's
together. She let me get a nice truck.
Yes.
So... it's like, I want to drive it. So,
but I was so pressed to get my license and so pressed to, because it felt like independence. I think when I was younger, having your own ride, like, felt like independence. And I'm like, listen, are you driving? Because I don't want to drive.
Yeah.
Like, I hop in that passenger seat. It's so bad.
On Father's Day or my birthday, she will drive as one of my presents. And I mean, I happen to accept it, but it's so funny. That's how bad it is. Because on those days, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe. But then, like, twice a year.
Yeah.
I'm going to do better. I'm going to start driving more.
I'm going to have to start having a monthly birthday.
Okay? I'm going to start driving
more. No, it's so funny. I don't mind. Like, I love driving my truck. And she's not a side seat driver, thank goodness.
No.
If she was, though, I'd be like, girl,
you might forget that I'm even next to you, because I'm going to be so deep in my phone.
Yeah. Or she'd be staring at me, too. She'd just be looking at me. I'd be feeling her eyes just penetrating. I'd be like, girl, my girl, calm down. We got the kids in the car right now, girl.
I'm kidding with you.
My bones cannot be jumped right now, girl.
I'm done with you.
All right, y'all. So, speaking of driving and road trips, let me tell you about our next sponsor, Apostrophe. It has nothing to do with driving or road trips, but they do have something to do with your skincare.
They do.
You know, what's the first thing that you notice on somebody? Like, you, I mean,
their face, their
skin, right? You notice it's just we you know, you see somebody's face first, and you see their skin. And sometimes you run into people that just think they know more about skin. They're like, well, you should just drink more water, or you should try this lotion. Like, you know, they just want to give you unsolicited advice. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where Apostrophe wants to come in and say, you know what? You don't need other people's advice. We got you. So come check us out. So basically, finding what's right for your skin, you need real advice from actual experts. Mm-hmm. So people that actually know what they're doing when it comes to skin, not somebody that just tried something at the store and it worked for them. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin. So through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. So it's really easy. What I did was I went on the site. I filled out a an online consultation, mm-hmm. like kind of what my skin goals are, what I'm having, and I have like really like dry skin, like, you know, like my skin under my beard gets really dry, almost to the point of like sometimes where it starts to get irritated or get flake, and it starts to actually like really get irritated. So I filled all that stuff out. I took a couple pictures. It was a front and then both sides. And then, you can even like, if you have like other areas, like if you have like chest knee or back knee or whatever, I mean, I don't know, you probably can send a picture of your butt too for butt knee, but, I wasn't about to slap some cheeks on there if I did. So, but basically I filled that out. And then a board certified dermatologist will take a look at it, and then they will give you a, you know, customized treatment plan, and then you can actually order your prescriptions, and then it gets shipped to you. So it got shipped to our door, and so really cool, like very easy. I didn't have to leave the house. I didn't have to go to an office somewhere, you know. So that was really, really nice. So if you're interested in checking out Apostrophe, you know, if you need to just speak with a dermatologist or something like that, Apostrophe can hook you up with, you know, with someone that is certified in that area. Mm-hmm. So basically, for you guys, we want you to get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/LMO. When you use our code LMO, that's a savings of $15. I mean, so 75% off. That's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah, so... this code's just available for you guys. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/LMO, click get started, then use our code LMO at sign up, and you'll get your first visit for only $5. So we appreciate Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about them quite a bit. So we want you to check them out. Let us know what your experience is, and if you're getting some, you know, some, I guess, relief or some help from their service. So
check them out.
Check them out. But y'all, so
I think we've come to the end.
Although we come to the end of the episode. Oh, okay, we're doing that. Okay. okay.
We were clearly not in sync.
Not in sync.
That's all right. We'll work on that. Come back.
I was on the back street. Yeah. Is it 98 degrees in here?
Oh, here we go.
So hot.
Maybe you should be on Heart and Soul.
I know, right?
Maybe so. Anyway, we love y'all. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us. Hopefully we have made you smile, yeah, or we have made you laugh. If we have and you haven't had a chance to review our podcast, why don't you go ahead and leave a review, because that lets people know what we're about, gets more people who are interested in getting these laughs to come on over and check us out. So
come get these laughs.
Come get these laughs. If you're listening on, you know, Apple Podcasts, please take the time to review us. Let us know how you feel about it. We're going to be back with an Ask Gabe and Babe. We got an update from a previous Ask Gabe and Babe. So next episode, we are coming back with that. If you have any questions, situations, dilemmas, anything where you want our unsolicited advice, go ahead and send it in. You can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line so we know that you want it covered on the podcast. You can also send a voice recording in. That's right. We had one voice note, like, where y'all at? Y'all ain't got no issues going on? That's like, what's going on?
I hear y'all voices.
So that's all I've got. Check us out on the gram. We're going to start posting more on the Instagram, being more active in that, building that community.
That's right.
And come on over. Watch us on Gabe Babe TV.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to all the channels, even the Gabe Fix. Gabriel has put up some videos, and I think she'll have some more videos coming up soon,
too. Yes, my update. You guys, this is one thing I didn't talk about, healing and stuff. I am almost 11 weeks post-op from my surgery, which is so wild. Tomorrow, it will be 11 weeks, and I have like an 8-9 week update coming on the Gabe Fix, which could be up by the time you're listening to this. I don't know. If not, it will be up this week, so make sure you check that out to hear about all of the things that I have been
dealing
with.
And the body is bodying.
Body is bodying. Thanks, boo.
But it was bodying before anyways. I mean, she's beautiful. She's the most beautiful woman to me, like, ever. So she always will be.
So sweet.
But I'm so happy that she's happy with her results.
Yeah. It's definitely worth it.
And yeah, but the body is bodying. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, boo. Yeah. So, make sure you check that out. And we'll see you on the next episode. We love y'all.